In this edition of Global Print, I'm going to talk to you about the visit by External Affairs Minister, Mr. S. Jaishankar, to the U.S. He's already left for the U.S. He's going to be there for the next 10 days or so. Part of his visit is going to take him to Washington, D.C., where he will meet his counterpart, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and perhaps a few Congress men and women. And also he will attend the UN General Assembly meeting in New York, on the margins of which he will participate in meetings of the foreign ministers of the Quad grouping. You know, dear viewer, that the Quad is the US, Australia, Japan and India, and also the foreign ministers meeting of the BRICS countries, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. But before I go any further and discuss the importance of Mr. Jaishankar's visit to the US, dear viewer, I'd like to make an appeal to you. I do hope you have subscribed already to the print. It's very little money, rupees 159 only. And all you have to do is to click on the join button, become a subscriber, for which you will get several benefits and privileges that non-subscribers don't have. You have helped us in all these months of the pandemic, before and since. And it is because of you that the Prince, free, fair, and unhyphenated journalism is what it is today. So I hope that you will continue to encourage us, to help us by subscribing and clicking on that join button and paying rupees 159. So back to my column, Global Print, on the Prince website. This week I've talked about the visit of Mr. Jaishankar, the External Affairs Minister of India, to the US. But what is surprising, and that's what I wanted to talk about, dear viewer, what is surprising is that the India-US relationship has hit a few rocky shoals. Things are not what they used to be. We're used to now, over the last 20 years or so, of having this very sort of charming relationship of the leaderships of both countries, you know, hand in hand, walking to the sunset together. Of course, it was not always like that. If you remember 1998, when the Vajpayee government was in power and the nuclear tests were held, and soon after that, the Americans got really upset and sanctions were imposed on India. Within 2 years, Bill Clinton, who was president at the time, came to India on what was an unforgettable visit. And I was there, I reported on that visit, and it was really quite memorable. So over these last 2 decades or so, there's been a lot of ups and downs, as you can imagine, between the world's largest democracy, which is India, and the world's oldest democracy, which is the US. And several leaders have tried to capture the essence of the relationship between our two countries. And I think that former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee did quite a good job of it, and he called us natural allies. I think because both countries, the peoples of both countries, are not just essentially democratic, but because we have this tendency to dissent, to ask questions, not to take people for granted, not to take relationships for granted, not to take life for granted in a sense. But I'm digressing now, and I'd like to come back to the subject of my conversation today with you, which is that in these last few years, things have been very up and down in the India-US relationship. 2008 was an up. It was actually a very high up, if I may call it that, because that was when the Indo-US nuclear deal was signed in the midst of a lot of domestic criticism, if you remember. Dr. Manmohan Singh, then Prime Minister, wagered his government and his alliance, the government's alliance that time with the left parties, went ahead with the nuclear deal, signed the deal, and it's as if things have never been better. So what happens suddenly? And why am I saying that the relationship has hit a rocky bottom? I'll tell you why. First of all, it's the Russia war with Ukraine. Now, it's been 6 long months since that war began, since Russia invaded Ukraine. And let me say this right away. The Indian government is not happy at all with what the Russian President Vladimir Putin has done. And all you have to do is to watch a tweet that is in the shape of a video that has been put out by the BJP and also by the Prime Minister's, the PMO handle, where you see Prime Minister Modi and Putin sitting side by side in Samarkand, which is the venue of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit last week in Uzbekistan. And Prime Minister Modi is chastising the Russian president. The tweet is in Hindi. The video is in Hindi, so you can hear that for yourself. And in which he says, ki dekhiye, humne aapko bataya tha ki ye jo jung hai Ukraine ke andar. And, you know, let me say that this again in English. And what Prime Minister Modi is telling Putin is that, look, you have chosen war over peace. And we don't like that. The people of India don't like it. So it's a very clear chastisement. It's a very clear criticism of the Russian president's actions. And watch the body language of Putin. He sits over there almost like, you know, his legs are extended and all of that. But he sits over there, he's listening to him. And he's listening to this takedown of his own war in Ukraine. And of course, he says, yes, yes, I understand what you're saying, etc. Now, the international media, the New York Times, Washington Post, both reported this. And it was interesting that the international media did take notice of this, because the Western media has been very critical of India's positions on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Over the last 6 months at the UN Security Council, where India is a non-permanent member, so it's part of the Security Council, this year, the several resolutions that have been passed at the USSC, India has taken, has been very careful to abstain on most of these resolutions because of a couple of reasons. And you know these reasons, dear viewer. Now, what has happened over the last 6 months is that the Russians have been offering discounted oil, discounted energy to India. And India has very readily bought this oil because, as I've said again and again before, India's import bill, energy import bill, is 80% of its domestic needs. So this discounted oil has been really like a boon, an offering in the middle of this deep, deep, dark and depressive times when the economy has been very, very shaky. And that has amounted to a saving of rupees 35,000 crores for the Indian exchequer, no small amount at all. So this has forced the Indian government, to for Prime Minister Modi's government, to play ball with Russia, to assuage, to not say very much, to not publicly criticize the Russians at all, and to sort of walk this very fine line, this middle path, if you like, between what the Russians are doing, which the Indians don't like at all. You know, if you know that India has never been to war with another country. We've always defended ourselves in a war of somebody else's making. So this fine line that India has been walking on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, understanding that the 35,000 crore saving to the exchequer is nothing to be sneezed at. It's not small change at all. But on the other hand, you have the Americans, and they have left no stone unturned. And I hope you will forgive this cliche, but they have come down quite heavily on India's positions on Russia. And they basically said to the Indians, both off the record and on the record, that you have to choose. But the question is, choose between what? When India's national interest is at stake, its energy interest is at stake, saving that 35,000 crores, like I said before, is not small change. So instead of the Americans understanding where India is coming from, it has chosen to be very critical of India's positions on Russia. Now, that's the first big difference. The other big differences are the fact that the Joe Biden administration, the Democratic administration, which is in power in the U.S., does not like the fact that a lot of religious freedoms are being questioned, are being curtailed in India. We've seen how several journalists have been sent to jail, including Siddiq Kapan. He has just been released by the Supreme Court, but bail is still being looked at. The surety for bail has still not been found, so he's still inside. Now, you know, poor Mr. Siddiq Kapan, he has been inside that jail in UP for the last 2 years for really no fault of his own. So the question is, why was he in jail? Then we've had the CAA crisis. And there has been, other incidents, for example, the lynching of Muslims. So the religious freedoms, according to the U.S. administration, and they have people who are in charge of religious freedoms, senior officials who have been given responsibility for a human rights document. The Americans produce a human rights document worldwide every year. And in April, the previous year's document was very critical, chastised India on the lack of human rights in several parts of the country, including Jammu and Kashmir. Now, that is something that has really irritated the Modi government. So what they say is very clear, which is that India will follow an independent foreign policy. And what that means is that just because India and the US have had a charmed existence for the last 15 or so years, doesn't mean that this can go on forever and that the Modi government will be very clear and it will pick and choose its international partners. So there has been this discord, this disharmony between the two governments on their understanding of these issues, such as human rights and religious freedoms. Basically, the Modi government is telling the Americans to back off. Jammu and Kashmir, very much part of the Indian Union since August 2019. It's been over 3 years now. As far as the CAA is concerned, it's been on hold, of course, because there have been a lot of protests in the country and various other things. So the Modi government has its answers. And so therefore, the External Affairs Minister's visit, his conversations with Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, and with other officials is going to be, or perhaps and hopefully is going to be, free and frank, where Mr. Jaishankar could be talking, will likely tell him that, look, these are the positions of my government, and for you to be so critical of us, of India at this time, when actually we should be friends, is not something that behoves these two great partners. Now, the reason that you have not heard of this discord before, dear viewers, because actually, India and the US, along with Australia and Japan, for example, have come together in the Quad. You've seen the containment of China, and I will say this within inverted commas, how over the last 2 years, the Indian government has decisively stood up against the Chinese. It has asserted itself with Chinese troops sitting on the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh, Indian and Chinese troops eyeball to eyeball in some areas, very close tanks, in fact, only about 100 meters from each other. Of course, that disengagement is now also happening. And the last disengagement at PP15, Patrolling Point 15, which is the Hot Springs, Gogra area, has now also finally taken place. So in a sense, now those incursions are now, they don't exist anymore. The Chinese troops have withdrawn from there. So India, hopefully, is hoping that the US will understand where India is coming from. So quietly, without creating too much of a hullabaloo, the Indian government has been able to persuade the Chinese to withdraw from these patrolling points. Now, there are other stories about the creation of buffer zones inside the line of actual control, but this is not the time to talk about them. Right now, I'm describing to you the state of the India-US relationship, which is not very healthy. So the Americans also very keen on the containment of China, but for the time being, at least, the Americans are absolutely fixated on the Russia crisis, which is why they have been arming the Ukrainians again and again and again, sending not just large sums of money, but also arming them with very sophisticated equipment. That is something that India doesn't like either, because if this war goes on and on, then it's to the detriment for countries like India. So there you have it, dear viewer, this discord, this unhappiness, this disharmony, if you like, between India and the US right now, over Russia, over China, and the fact that the Indians believe that the Americans do not or have not been able to appreciate the Indian position on China and what India has been able to do, and the fact that the US has been very critical, the Democratic Party very high on issues like human rights and religious freedoms, and have come down heavily on the Modi government on these counts. So Mr. Jaishankar's visit to the US, very full agenda. He will, of course, try and explain to his counterparts, to his interlocutors, what the Modi government is trying to do, and hopefully show them that there is a bigger picture and that the glass is also half full. So please do continue to watch the print, read the print, and of course, we will be bringing you the latest on this story and others. So do, I hope you will read my column, The Global Print, on the Print's website, and I do look forward to hearing what you have to say about this video. Thank you so much for watching.